And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, The Yuki Butcher Mystery Continues. Yuki Butcher had lost his memory. Furthermore, he was adopted by a rich widow lady who took him to her vacation home on an island in Lake Michigan. There, Plum Front, Sparky and I went up to Lake Michigan to see if we could find the summer home and perhaps talk to Yuki and help him get his memory back. But we were out on the high lake and we got lost, 25 miles away from shore. Furthermore, there were other complications. Listen.
Boy, do you mean we haven't got enough gas in our tanks to get us back to shore if we don't find the island?
Yeah, I'm afraid that's it. If we don't find that island and find it soon, we're going to be out here in the middle of the lake without gasoline in our tanks to get us back to shore.
Oh, boy, this is a fine how-do-you-do.
Well, if we do run out of gasoline, how far away from shore are we?
Well, we're at least 25 miles. That'd be a long way to row this great big boat, even if we had oars, which we don't, and even if it could be done, which I doubt if it could.
Mayor, how much gasoline do we have in the tank? Maybe it'd be a good idea if we headed toward shore now and at least get as close to shore as possible.
Sure. The closer to shore we are, the more boats we might see. We'd have a better chance of being spotted by another boat. How much gas do we have in our tanks, Mayor?
Yeah, now, let me take a look at the gas gauge here and I'll tell you. Uh-oh,
is right. You won't have to look at the gasoline gauge to tell us how much gas we got in the tanks now.
Boy, motors are stopped. Are we out of gas?
Yeah, afraid so.
Oh, how about that? Out of gas in the middle of Lake Michigan. And it's dark, too. We'll drift around this lake all night. What are we going to do, Big John? We're not going to just float around out here all night, are we?
Well, not if we can help it, we're not. Now, the mayor has an idea that perhaps if we flashed our spotlight into the sky and swept it back and forth across the sky, somebody might see it and investigate.
You see, lad, luck is with us, because it's dark and we can shine our boat spotlight right up into the sky and somebody might see that beam. Now, whilst we're shining it up in the sky, we'll just keep flashing it on and off and send out an SOS in Morse code, you see.
See, that's a good idea.
Well, Mayor, you know the Morse code. How about you flashing the spotlight?
Yeah, okay. Now, you fellas just take a look around the boat and see if you can find any distress rockets that we can shoot up into the air.
You mean rockets like fireworks that they have on the 4th of July?
Yeah, something like that, Sparky. Or the distress rockets they have on boats and ships are for use when the boat is in trouble like we are now, you know, so they can shoot it up and then somebody will see them. They're visible over a great distance.
Yeah, like we are now. Boy, Big John, what would happen if a storm came up right out here in the lake?
Oh, boy. Why do you have to mention such a thing, Sparky?
Would it be bad?
Well, it wouldn't be good. This lake gets pretty rough in a storm.
Say, fellers.
Yeah.
Take a look at the beam that this here spotlight throws up in the air. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, Mayor, I'll bet that beam can be seen for a good many miles.
That's what I'm thinking. Well, now, here goes. I'm going to blink it on and off and send out our SOS.
Yeah, that's our only hope of being rescued tonight.
I'll just keep blinking this here spotlight on and off all night if I have to.
We'll keep sweeping it back and forth across the sky, too, Mayor. We want that light to be seen in all directions.
Well, I've got a feeling that a storm is going to come up.
Oh, Sparky, let's cross that bridge when we come to it. If we come to it.
Well, I don't know. I usually can tell when we're going to have rough weather. The air feels different to me, and right now it feels like a storm coming up, that's all.
Just keep blinking that SOS, Mayor.
Don't worry, Buster. It's exactly what I'm doing.
Seems like the mayor's been blinking that spotlight on and off for a couple of hours.
Yeah, I know. It just so happens he has been blinking it on and off for a couple of hours. It's exactly 2 hours now.
Doesn't look like anybody's
going to
see our signal.
Afraid not. Seems to me if they would have seen it by now, they'd have gotten to us. What do you think, Mayor?
I don't know. All I know is I'm not going to stop blinking this here spotlight on and off. I'm just going to keep doing it until I can't move my arm anymore.
Want me to take over and help you out there?
No. It's all right. I'll stay with the light. You and the lad couldn't find any distress rockets anywheres on the boat, huh?
No, we've looked everywhere. There aren't any rockets on this boat.
It's too bad. Other boats on the lake could see rockets. Know what they mean. People see rockets a lot easier than they can see this here spotlight, obviously.
If there are any boats out this way.
Well, what do you mean, Big John? Don't you think that there are any boats out this far in the lake?
Well, let's face it, Sparky. It's past 11 o'clock. There aren't many boats out on the lake at this time of the night. There probably aren't any pleasure boats out this late at all.
Yeah, Brady's right, lad. But I'm not going to stop blinking this here spotlight. I'm just going to keep sending out this here SOS.
Hey, did you see that? There's a flash of light in the sky off that way.
Uh-oh, that's bad.
What's the matter?
That's what's the matter.
Oh, it's right. That was thunder.
Yeah, the flash you saw in the sky was lightning.
Maybe it's just heat lightning, Buster.
Oh, look, don't try to be optimistic, Mayor. Just listen, hear that wind? In fact, do you feel it? It's blowing up. I'm afraid we're going to have ourselves a storm.
Now what are we going to do?
Well, for one thing, we're going to have to find things to hold on to and get a firm grip. Try to hold on to this boat for dear life. When that storm hits, this boat is going to be tossed around like a cork in a bucket.
Yeah, that's right. From the sound of that there thunder, it's not going to be too long before that storm reaches us.
Oh, Mayor, just keep on sending that SOS signal. We just have got to attract somebody to take us before the storm hits.
That's what I'm doing, lad. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, but I'm afraid that this here...
Oh, what happened? Spotlight went out.
Oh, it's exactly what I was going to say. I was just going to say I'm afraid that this here spotlight won't last much longer. I guess the batteries that light the lights have gone dead.
Well, now, this is a grand situation. Now we're stranded out here in the middle of the lake with no lights on our boat.
Oh, me. What a mess.
It's more than a mess, lad. Looks like we're going to have to sit here in this storm and hope for the best whatever happens.
Sparky, you better sit on the floor and wrap your arms around this railing pipe. If the storm hits, you just hold on to it for dear life. Just hold on as tight as you possibly can.
Well, I will, Big John. You hold on tight, too. Hey, look way over there. Are those red lights I see moving this way?
Where? Oh, yes. Look at that, Mayor. I can't tell if they're moving this way. Can you see?
Yeah, I see. Looks like the guide light's on a boat.
Yeah, maybe it's a boat that saw our SOS signal. They're out looking for us, Mayor.
That's what I'm hoping for, lad. But we've got no light to attract his attention, so how are we going to... I tell you what, let's just yell at the top of our lungs and hope that he hears us.
Well, I don't know if he'll hear us over this wind and thunder, Mayor, but... Let's try anyway. I've got this flashlight. I don't know if he can see it at all at this distance. But I'm going to keep flashing it off and on toward those red lights.
Well, come on, let's yell. Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Over here!
Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Oh, I sure hope they can see us. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, kids, the wind is blowing pretty hard now, and the storm's getting closer. This lake is getting pretty rough. Our boat is just bouncing up and down on the water. I hate to think how it will be when the storm gets here. I wonder if those red lights on the other boat are getting any closer, or if it's just my imagination. They seem to be going away.